Blog Talk Radio.
They are giving you the best of the hip-hop local news, hip-hop global news. So don't just sit there, man. Grab a phone call, 347-934-0579, man. This is the best you want to be.
Coming to you live from National College Radio Studio. This is your boy, DJ Slab. And I don't know where the hell my boy DJ Bird just went to, but hey. You know what I'm saying? We live on air. You know, how y'all doing out there? Your source of Back Talk 14, source for hip-hop, current events, hot topics, sports. You know what I'm saying? And first of all, I'm going to go ahead and get this started. Rest in peace to American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. You know what I'm saying? My man. I've been watching Dusty, shoot, when I was a kid watching wrestling, you know, all the battles ahead with Lex Luger, Ric Flair, Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, you know what I'm saying? The list goes on with this man, you know, great, 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 great sportsman, you know what I'm saying? This man spent many years in professional wrestling, so shout out to my man, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. He has passed away at the age of 69, and I just want to, you know, tell everybody that was some of the best moments of my life. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother loved him. And so, you know, we're going to give a shout-out to the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Andre gave him a shout-out and sell the playlist of Cadillac Music, dropping bows like Dusty Rhodes. You know what I mean? You know, that man, he spent many years in the square circle. So, once again, I hope that the Rhodes family is doing well with his loss, and the wrestling world is hurting too. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and start it off. Sprite is featuring lyrics on their cans now with lyrics from Drake, Nas, Biggie. And it's going to be featured here this summer. Said Sprite has launched its new Obey Your Verse initiative. The campaign, which runs through the end of the summer, features 16 limited edition package begins that pay homage to Drake, Nas, Notorious B.I.G., Rakim, according to the Street Insider. Each artist's lyrics will appear on an individual 12 to 16 ounce cans, 20 ounce bottles, 12 and 24. And 20 packs of 12-ounce cans of Coca-Cola beverages. The initiative is the spinoff Sprite's Obey Your Thirst campaign, which originated in 1994. As in 1980, Sprite has incorporated hip-hop culture into its brand promotion products alongside hip-hop artists and groups. Artists such as A Tribe Called Quest, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow, Large Professor, Grand Poobah, African Bambaataa, Missy Elliott, Common, and Fat Joe, and a few others that feature in Sprite's heads. So, you know, I see Sprite's trying to do his thing, you know. We here at Back Talk 14, you know, hey, you got to get paid. We all get paid, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mad about that because, shoot, that's what we do. So, you know, I like this. Well, keep on doing what you're doing. Shoot, regardless, it makes hip-hop money. I hope it makes us money, the creators of hip-hop, but, you know, that's a different topic. But, yes, you know, what about this game tomorrow night with the Cavs and the Warriors? Because it's going to be a barn burner, as us country folks would say. Saying we're going to see a battle. Because I know the Warriors are going to come back hard because, you know, we got to get it back together. You know what I'm saying? I hope the best for the Warriors because that's who I'm rooting for. I don't care about whatever anybody else says. You can get mad at me or whatever. But please call in at 347 347-934-0579. 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give my co-host a little bit longer to come, but this is also according to Hip Hop DX. Jim Jones and Jules Santana were headed to Canada to perform 11 concert tour dates and were stopped at the Canadian border. According to TMZ, the rappers turned away because of their arrest history, which includes DUI, disorderly conduct for Jones, and terroristic threats and drugs and weapon charges for Santana. The MCs knew the rap sheets might prevent a problem, so they hired lawyers to talk to the Canadian government, but the immigration authorities and the FBI, and believed that they were cleared. Canceling the tour will reportedly cost Jim Jones, Santana, $500,000. And so, you know what I'm saying, they had to end the tour, the little Canadian tour. So Cameron got to go across the border, but they didn't. So, well, my co-host, he's here. You know what I'm saying? What we got going on in sports, man? I just gave a shout out to, American Dream Dusty Rose died this morning.
Yeah, man.
You know.
Gold Dust.
Well, that's his father. Gold Dust is the son. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, the American Dream, you always live in hip hop's ass. It's true. You know what I'm saying? So, what we got going on, dog?
You got this game going on tonight, finals.
No, tomorrow night. Tonight?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was tomorrow night. My fault.
Tonight, man. You got your boy Bron, man. He said he gonna do whatever he got to do. Get that W. So, you know, they are back in Cleveland for the second time. Game 4. What you think about it, man?
Warriors ain't gonna go out without a fight. I know that's right.
Yeah, we said it's gonna go to Game 7, man.
Right.
It's gonna go probably 7 games. So we're going 7 games. I say Cavs. I've been saying Cavs. So
yeah.
Unless Stephen Curry and them can. I mean, they missed a lot of shots, man.
Yeah.
Yelly Duova, man, he's doing an awesome job on it.
He is hustling, motherfucker. Excuse me. He is hustling, so. He is hustling. I can't even be mad at him.
Yelly Duova's doing an awesome job on him, so he's wearing him down, and then, you know, they put it there, like, in the start of the second half, they'll put, like, J.R. Smith or Iman Shumpert on him. And then, like, at the end of the game, sometimes they'll put LeBron on him, you know, throw him out, wear him down, and then use the size to block him the way the size ain't got chasing around, you know what I'm saying? They doing a nice little job, though, at slowing the Warriors down.
Yeah.
They keep slowing the Warriors down like that, man. They got an awesome job, man. I can tell you that.
Dang, I just seen something. famous actress. Rue McClanahan, who played Blanche Devereaux on the hit comedy TV show The Golden Girls of the 80s. My grandmother used to have me watching that. She was like the cougar. She just died today at the age of 76. Man, old Blanche. R.I.P. Blanche. You know what I'm saying? She was Betty White, the last remaining cast members that's alive from The Golden Girls. The rest cast members are dead. And her and Betty White. Shout out to Betty White. The coolest old lady on the planet right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, that's terrible. So, you know, big RIP, Miss Rue. Heck no. Nah. So, yeah, man. What else we got popping?
Boys has been traveling to different places, man. Everybody's liking them and stuff. You hear about the prank that the Twins played on the NBA scout?
Nah, what they do?
Aaron was supposed to go to Denver and and try out. Andrew was supposed to go to, was it the Lakers or Milwaukee or something like that. And then Aaron went to the other one. And then Andrew went to Aaron's, and, like, they both cut their hair the same way. So they was trying to figure out if they was going to recognize him or not.
Right.
But, like, in all the little, the switch, you know, they, you know, the coaches said that they like him, though, anyway. They like both of them. They was going to, you know, get the other one to come anyway. So maybe now they probably get, you know, asked to go to another one.
Right. Right, so, man.
Yeah, and then you got your boy Towns. They still projecting him. They don't know if he's going first or second. It's up in the air right now. It depends on, you know, what everybody wants.
Right.
And he's been working out with Milwaukee. Yes, Milwaukee. And then you got, the NBA, they really loving your boy Devin Booker.
Right, yeah. I can.
They like that shooter's touch that he got. They said it's, and he been getting better at it. So, yeah, man, UK sports is still.
Yeah, they claim that we ain't going to have nobody next year. I said, okay, that's what you think.
Yeah, we got another player that's just like Anthony Davis was. You know how he was 6'1"? In junior year, then the senior year,
you got
another one just like him. Cal Curry said he just cool. Said he can dribble, shoot, do everything, defense. So it's gonna really help out.
Man,
you got somebody tall like that who can do all that.
Right.
You can run a big man scheme like that.
Yeah. I wish all the players luck. You know what I'm saying? I hated that y'all left, but hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it, you know what I'm saying? I don't pay your bills, so shoot, give me some of that money, man. Help us out with the show. Yeah. We'll be very grateful. Okay, my man 50. 50 is always in the news. This is somebody. He disses Empire again, saying that
I heard about that, man.
Shouldn't get it for free. Okay. Said 50 took to Instagram yesterday, June 10th, to take another jab at Fox television show Empire. Empire is some shit. You should get it for free. Now that power is worth paying the cost, reads. The caption is accompanied by an image of a rapper in a suit and a tie. The G-Unit rapper has mocked Empire before, comparing it to Glee. So, shoot. I'm glad, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
with Empire... How was that shit?
Power, everything, you know, people talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, in, like, Empire's the same way. I mean, they both got the same little twist to it. But the only thing about it, though, is the Empire don't like it.
I like it, but it's like this. Yeah. I think it could be a better description of black people in power. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, you know, it's more entertaining seeing the brother kill another brother. And so, I feel like with the Cookie image, everybody's like, especially black women, is like, I won't be like Cookie. You know what I'm saying? She's a bad bitch. You know, she's this and that, but...
And most of they ask, man, she's a bad bitch just because she did time and she get back out and still running stuff. So everybody's trying to confuse, like, about being a bad bitch, you know, a bad chick.
Well, the thing, and it's plus, I don't like the term no more. I never did like the term talking about, you know, our black queens as bad bitches. What the hell is a bad bitch?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, tell me, what is a bad bitch? Shoot.
They can't tell you, man.
They can't even tell you, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no bad bitch. I don't want no quiet trap queen. I want a queen. A queen of their own empire. Not on no TV show, because you're basing your life on a fictional character. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what takes out the reality of our society.
Yeah.
You know, we stuck in the matrix of believing, well, especially with Fox, because Fox don't really like us black people. Oops, did I say that out loud? But... You know what I'm saying? They, if you listen to their shows, like with Bill O'Reilly and such, them, you know, Huckabee and all that, they really don't care too much about us, especially the hip-hop culture. So, you know, that's a big middle finger to you.
And, I mean, they said something about, I mean, it's up in the air about it coming back next year on Fox. So, I mean, it might be going to a different channel. It might be going to,
Fox ain't going to get rid of it. Fox making too much money off of it. They'll rather give us the psychological warfare on our brains than let us get away with it.
But I mean, so what's the fuss about it? It, you know, it's being up in the air about the next season. I mean,
no, I seen it's gonna come back next season. They are saying it.
Saying something about
this. Nah, they said they already signed for next. Because I want to say that they trying to recruit Denzel.
Yeah, they did say something about Denzel.
Yeah, so there's a couple others supposed to be on there. I think Emily was supposed to make a guest appearance and some others. So, hey, kudos. You know, I wouldn't turn it down. But.
Why not? Shoot. Sure.
Yeah, since saying elsewhere. So, you know.
That was my boy right there.
Oh, man. What's wrong with you? You don't like to get wet? You ever got wet? I was like, dang, Denzel, you done went gangster, cuz.
Come on, Jake. Put me in, Jake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So.
Good old show, Empire, man, so.
Right. Man, my boy Troy Ave. Well, supposedly they say Troy Ave only sold 30 physical copies of his Major Without a Record Deal album this past week. Yeah. Said haters on Twitter were saying that, you know, you basically ain't doing what you say you're going to do. You know, you know, basically being some haters. And he just basically told him, you know, get off his, you know what. With his name still trending on Twitter, Troy responded to all the talk about his low sales numbers. The Bang Bang Rhymer defended his Indies album. Lack of commercial success and countered his critics by claiming he was made around $120,000 in the last 7 years. It was last 7 days. So, hey. Troy, keep on doing what you're doing, man. Skip all these haters, dog. You know, I'm going to still get your shit. Because I still love, you know what I'm saying, Troy. Regardless, you know, I thought it put him that commercial success with the do-do-do-do. But, you know, hey, shoot. Rome wasn't built in one day, brother. Keep on doing what you're doing, man. Keep on hustling because you are a hustler. So, you know, man, like you said, self-made and self-paid. Come on. It ain't about how many albums you sell, man. You know, that's the thing about it. Shoot, at least you made an album that you didn't have to get nobody else to do. So, man, skip whatever they's talking about, man. Shoot. Do your thing, man. But yeah, what else we got going on, dog?
Well, They said something about a new Set It Off was supposed to be coming out.
No.
Yeah, man. They said something about a Set It Off. It's going to have Jada Pinkett, Zoe Zelanda, or whatever. You know, a girl from Colombiana.
Yeah.
Zoe Salamo.
I know who you're talking about. Oh, Lord.
Tiana Taylor.
Okay. That's what's up. Tiana don't want to go. She ain't going to leave nowhere now. She's still doing her thing.
Yeah. Most definitely. And Taraji P. Henson is supposed to be on that, too. Jada, Taraji P. Henson, Zoe, Solanda, and Tiana Taylor.
They're going to have these chicks rob banks now.
She probably played the TT role. So,
yeah, I really don't.
Didn't hear those. It's supposed to be called Set It Off again.
Okay.
I wonder what they setting off this time.
Man.
I wonder if they're going to play a little Boosie Set It Off in the movie. That can be one of the soundtracks.
Hey, whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? I hope it's a success like the first one.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. It might be the wrong, this might be the wrong move to show the women now today, because
I know it, man.
You know.
I mean, you know, they just doing any and everything now.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go ahead and say this, you know. Where we live at in Lexington, Kentucky, there's been a spike in violence. Black on black violence. So, anybody's out here listening, man, let's put the guns down, please. You know what I'm saying? We got innocent people dying.
Man,
ain't no
win some, you lose some.
Ain't no fighting no more, man. It's gunplay.
Shit, you gonna live to fight another day,
though. Right.
She can fight every day.
Nah,
ain't
nobody taking no butt whoopers to war. You know, it's a sad thing that goes.
Ain't worth it, man.
Nah, it's not worth
funerals
it.
Funerals, man. We ain't doing nothing making funerals.
Making no presser rich. So why we want to do that to our own people? You know what I'm saying? Let's get this together.
You feel me? As you can see, police don't really show up to the scene as fast as they should half the time.
Nah.
Because you feel me? They want y'all off the street.
Oh yeah.
What other way than to letting us kill ourselves, then, you know, so they won't have to do it.
Right. So
it's all they
will not be held accountable for it.
Yeah. Keep their job, keep getting paid.
Right.
But that means we ain't got to get in no shootout with them. That's all they doing, letting you kill yourself, man. Don't take yourself down the road of destruction, man.
Nah, man.
To be with them kind of people.
We must, you know, as black men, you know, black people in general, first, we got to resolve our own social issues. You know what I'm saying? Like, get along with our own family. Like, being fathers, being mothers to our children, being great role models to the younger generation. Because, you know, I don't see too many great role models our age no more. You know what I'm saying? And if they are, they don't get recognized. You know, I think ourselves is good role models. We, you know what I'm saying? We get recognized, we don't get recognized. Cause
I was watching and listening to something on Instagram yesterday. It was something about, it was on what your boy Young Thug was saying. Young Thug, they was asking him questions about what you been doing with all that. He was like, man, we don't want to hear about nothing, man. We getting money, fly, blinging out. I mean, what you doing for your community? Basically what they were trying to get to. What you doing for your community?
You ain't doing nothing but killing your community, because you're doing the work of the KKK. How you think we getting the drugs out?
After they had that little 2-minute little, you know, it was like on the red carpet. After they had that little 2-minute little talk with him on the red carpet or whatever, then they cut it off and showed Tupac the version saying, man, if you listen to these rappers, man, these rappers ain't talking about you know, good days and better days and real stuff. He said the only thing they're talking about is stuff that, you know, you don't want your kids listening to. Mm-hmm. He said y'all talk down on me and talk bad about me, but I'm the one trying to educate the kids in my rap. He said, I'm spitting stuff that you would want your kids to listen to. Yeah, it's rap, but I'm speaking the truth on life. He said, and then it's showing, you know, like I said, it talked about Young Thug and where he was talking. I mean, and that's how it is, man. Nowadays, rappers is just talking about, you know, what they doing, blowing money and doing this.
Right.
And
this, it was meant to. It was designed to have us enslaved like that. We don't make no money off of hip hop. We don't make no real money off no hip hop. We don't own no distribution. We don't own no distribution. Every time a black person, especially a musician, try to get his own distribution, what happens to him? They get murdered. Michael Jackson, Sam Cooke, Eazy-E. These are brothers that try to start their own distribution because, hey, they can distribute any music they want to. They don't have to go through, the white man. They don't have to go through that. And what I'm saying is, well, distribution of music is not going to be out there.
Music, it feeds into people's minds,
yeah.
and it messes their minds up. And so, as long as they just putting out the stuff that they want to, you know, to corrupt people's minds and stuff like that, I mean, that's what they do. They're keeping all the money to themselves the way, you know, can't nobody else put out the real stuff that people really want to put out. Because it's a lot of stuff that people wants to put out. It's just they can't put it out because of the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't fitting, trying to mess up someone's mind, for real, they really don't want to put it out.
Hey, that's how it goes, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad thing that a lot of us is not waking up to see that. You know, it was meant for us to be having gangster rap all over the radio and have our children going in and out of the penitentiary because the private prison owners own the record company. So it's a revolving game. You get these criminals on the mic, talk about criminology, and what happens? They goes to prison. The prison gets paid every way across the board. It's a monopoly on our culture. They are really culture vultures, so... If anybody, listen to me, man, please, please wake up and wise up because, you know what I'm saying, and stop the violence across America, not just in Lexington, Kentucky, but across America, across Africa, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Please stop the black-on-black crime. I'm sick and tired of hearing our brothers and sisters getting killed by innocent brothers and sisters getting killed, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody lost a life.
Yeah, somebody lost a father. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give a shout out to my man, Theodore Brim, man. Hold your head up, bro, because I know it's a hard time. Everybody else, peace, love, and happiness. Stay strong, all right? And we are out.